It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning to you here on the Coach's Corner, live from high above the Albia Square, courtesy of Community First Credit Union. You're listening to the Coach's Corner. Coming of Age Day here in Albia. That's what Tag Day is for all the young boys out today trying to raise money for Little League. It's it was one of my favorite times as a Little League baseball player, was this very day as the Little League and softball seasons get underway. And today is typically May 1st is the opening pitch of Little League baseball, and today they're out raising money to help keep the very strong Little League program alive and well. And of course, those proceeds go into buying the bats, providing the lights, and one of the absolute best Little League baseball diamonds in the entire state is right here in Albia. And so, folks, when you see these kids out with their uniforms on, one, give them a pat on the back and tell them, hey, good job and congratulations and keep up the good work, because it encourages them to want to continue to play baseball. And, oh, by the way, there's a reason why we have a good baseball and softball program, and that's because our kids are involved and their parents are out involved in these youth programs. So encourage the kids and then dig a little deeper in that pocket, hand out something that these kids can really be blessed with. And then they're going to give you a tag, and all that tag is really good for us, so that the next guy that comes up to you, you can show him you've already donated. But it's pretty hard to say no to those really excited faces for baseball. And today, the young men get to go around town, and they get to help raise money for Little League, and it truly is a coming of age. You know, as a kid playing it, and then being a coach and watching it, the kids get to go out, and they're by themselves for the most part. Well protected by the parents and the people in the community, but it's a lot of fun for them. Coming of age day here for Little League. We're going to try to catch with Mike Haywood, talk a little about Little League program, and I want to kudos to the girls softball. They've been underway for a little while playing their Little League softball, and I know the minor leagues get started here soon, along with the instructional league. But lots of promise, folks, in these youth programs. Looking forward to a great softball season. But right now, we don't want to hand that baton off yet because we're going to talk track. As we talked last week, and Drake relays are going on. Truly, one of the top sporting events in the entire country. Just walking into the Blue Oval and being a part of that environment, it had to be pretty special for our kids. And we've got Mary Shepherd up here. We're going to talk with her, along with her coach, Justin Long, about their experience at the Drake Relays. Then we're going to try to catch up with Coach Joe Judge. He's on location. He's over at Maharishi University as they're having a tennis meet today. And with all these spring sports starting to really focus on the final weeks here of their spring events, this is go time for our athletes. And so I know Mary's got a great job at the Drake Relays, but she's focused on a state championship coming up here very shortly, and that's a lot of pressure. But one thing about this young lady, we're going to find out here in a few minutes, that doesn't faze her one bit. So we're going to talk with her and so much more when we come back to the Coach's Corner. And I want to see from you, Scotty. You know, I know with all this technology, we've got to have a way. Oh, there's a thing called Facebook or something where we could get pictures. We want to see your pictures of mushrooms, because I don't believe they're out. I don't care what these people are telling me. I haven't seen one. Not one. So I want to see it. Post it on our Facebook page, and just maybe this old man over here will give you a free We Got Blue t-shirt. I got the first one to post a picture of a legitimate, verifiable, Scotty Fry will come out and verify it. Better yet, if we were to happen to Mary and Coach Longer here, if we would absolutely have somebody to bring us up a plate of fried mushrooms, I guarantee you, Scotty will give you a back rub. When we come back to the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance. Or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local CFirst or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Shop First Saturdays in Albia. The Fiber Art Shop is offering a make-and-take class for kids to make Mother's Day gifts. The class is only $5 per person and will begin every hour between 10 and 4. Enter to win $25 in chamber bucks at select locations and enjoy a movie matinee at the King Theater for a free will donation. Shop First Saturdays in Albia is brought to you by the Night Gallery, Fiber Art Shop, White Oak Gallery, Once Upon a Barn, Cindy's Beauty Hut, O'Hara Hardware, Principal Financial Stacy Dittar Advisor, Blackbird Primitives, A Touch of Class, Antiques and More, Albia Brewing Company, and Sentimental Journey.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Yes, there's a new music store in Oskaloosa. G-strings, guitars, and more. You're going to find guitars, electric and acoustic, violins, mandolin, ukuleles, plus a large assortment of electric and acoustic strings for all your stringed instruments. They're also your dealer for the famous Alvarez guitars. It's a new music store. Come in soon. G-Strings, Guitars, and More. 209 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Open Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, next to Action Auto.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
These Saturdays roll by very, very quickly here. I got the coach of the Albia girls track team, Coach Justin Long. Coach, as fast as, man, these seasons move fast, buddy. It was just a blink of an eye, and you guys were talking about having to do a little indoor work just to get some reps in before you started your training. But here we are. We sit 1 week after the Drake Relays, and you have so many things as a coach that you can be excited and proud of. The girls program really coming on strong. You got some amazing outcomes already, and you guys got the most crucial part of your schedule still ahead of you. But buddy, I had to bring you and Mary up here because there's just something so special about the Drake Relays, and we're so blessed, I think, because we've had success here from a community standpoint the last several years, but the truth of it is that it's been pretty rare to have the type of results that we've had and to even get people to participate at the Drake Relays. And so I wanted to come today and just celebrate that, because it is such a special event. And having as a coach, you can go in as a spectator, you can go in as a media person and cover the event, but as a coach and a participant, it just got to be a whole different perspective, and it's got to be one of the neatest things that you do.
It really is. it's such a unique opportunity because of everything that surrounds the Drake Relays. I mean, first of all, as a high school athlete, just trying to qualify is so incredibly difficult because it's the best of the best in the state. They don't classify it, and they take a limited number of kids. So it's so difficult to get in as an athlete. And then once you're in there, you're surrounded with high-level national championship collegiate runners and professional Olympic gold medalists. And, you know, I know the first time I walked in there as a competitor, I was thinking about the history of it and some of the great athletes like Jesse Owens and Carl Lewis who have participated there. And I'm thinking, what am I doing competing in this venue where these people have competed? And so all those things together make it a huge honor.
Well, I think sometimes what you just said there is a real truth I think a lot of athletes feel, is that what am I doing here? And then you start to, you know, and I think when you come from a small town and you can drop into that mentality, oh, my goodness, I'm running against all these other kids. And we're going to talk with Mary about that because you got to break that. You have to break that. And you know, you could be the God-given best athlete and still not come out on top because all those things can absorb you. And I know, it, particularly as a, you know, it doesn't matter, I guess, what sport because, but as a coach, I know that that's one of the things that you really have to work on with your kids in any venue, but particularly in those biggest venues when, you know, you have it. And that's why I think over the last several years, having some success and having athletes participate really breeds the ability for the coaches to let the athlete know when you go there the next time and when you were there this time that, hey, we belong, we can do this, and just go be your best.
Absolutely. And that's, as a coach, I guess I probably didn't appreciate early on how hard it was to get people there. It's something that I just thought it would happen and it would naturally work that way. But it's been a long time. It's been since 2006 since we've gotten somebody there on the girls' side. And, you know, this is a stepping stone. We were close in some other things, but with Mary being there and then having great success, and a lot of her teammates were up there to watch, and they saw those other competitors out there, and they said, you know, we belong. We've beaten some of those teams in some of those events at track meets, and, you know, it's something to build on. It opens up the door.
We're talking with Coach Justin Long, head coach of the Albia girls track team. I can't get my mind going 20 different directions. And Mary Shepherd here, a Drake Relay participant. And Mary, first of all, tell us about walking into the event.
It was pretty nerve-wracking, honestly. When I saw like all those people down there, it was just kind of intimidating. And Drake Relay is just a huge event. I don't know, it was just really a good experience, especially as a sophomore.
Is that something that you know, being a freshman, I know you were obviously aware of the results that we had last year on the boys' side, but had you thought about I think it was pretty obvious a long time ago that you were a blessed athlete. That God blessed you, you know, with some real good athleticism, and you're a hard worker, and I know you're a competitor. But were you thinking about getting there this year? Was that something that you had zeroed in on your mind? Tell us about that.
Well, it was definitely a goal to get to Drake and to state this year. But I know, like, my freshman year in, like, 8th and 7th grade, I didn't come into track, like, wanting to do something about it. I just went in and did the best I could. But I really, like, I got help with a high jump coach. I mean, I worked my best, and he helped me with my sprinting and everything else. And it really, like, taught me how to do, like, how to actually perform well in high jump. And I obviously increased my height a lot more than what I normally would have. So I think that going out and do something about it this year actually did help a lot.
Well, I think, you know, from an outsider looking in, and I think it's pretty exciting. Coach Long's just, he nonstop smiles about this concept. But you've got, you may have the next best high jumper that you're going to face any given night riding the bus with you.
I know, yes, and she's been a great support, too. I couldn't have done it without Hannah.
Yeah, Hannah Isley, folks, is pretty darn special. I think that makes both of you better, and both of you are fierce competitors. Is that true? I mean, I think if you guys played rock, paper, scissors, it might be the real thing.
Yes, for sure. I mean, it's one night, like, it's top two mostly every single track meet. I mean, like, last night, or no, Thursday night. Yeah, Thursday night, we had an Albia track meet, and, yep, she got first, and I got third. And, you know, other nights, it might be the opposite, so... Yeah, we just keep pushing ourselves to do better.
It makes each of you better teammates. And then I think that all that does breed into, as coaches sitting over there, you know, thinking about is that, you know, you want all this to breed into more girls wanting to participate, more girls wanting to be a part of it. And then it does put a little more enthusiasm and excitement in the team as a whole, doesn't it?
Yes, for sure.
And you guys got some, I mean, I'm thinking about you know, the athletes that you guys have coming in, the athletes you have in your program. Mm-hmm. This is a program that's putting itself in a place to be one of the best, certainly in the conference, and maybe one of the best in the state.
It's just crazy because we don't really have that many girls out, and I mean, just the scores that we get like over a track meet is incredible, especially with only having like 13 girls. And you know, we have a lot of options for state this year, which we never had last year, the year after that, or the year before that, but. It's just been amazing this year, for sure, with everyone.
We're talking with Mary Shepherd, sophomore,
yes.
Albia High School, and run us through Drake Relays when you did the event. You did the high jump, and tell everyone, you know, what goes through your mind, and what are the things that you do in preparation for actually doing the jump?
Well, you know, I just kind of get a little warm-up in just to get my adrenaline going, and so that I'm warmed up, and it was not the best weather at Drake, but it was definitely good competing weather. And I just go up there, and like, it's kind of nerve-wracking, especially if the first height, like starting at 5 foot. And I practiced that at Eddyville, which was the meet before Drake, and so that I could get used to the feeling of Drake to see if it would help at all. And it really did. I cleared my first two heights, and then 5'4", I cleared up my third attempt. And yeah, so it was definitely nerve-wracking. And yeah,
you're jumping most of your teammates. I mean, 5'4", you know. That's my wife's looking at the paper, and she goes, I'm 5'2". She just jumped over the top of me.
Yeah,
that's pretty darn impressive. And
thank you.
So, you know, you've been through that experience, and that's got to make you, you know, I think having Drake Relays where it sits for athletes who are wanting to get a state title, It's really a good place, because now you've been, you know, you've already competed against the best of the best.
Yeah.
So it takes a little bit of that stress off. Hey, you know you belong, don't you?
Oh, yeah, kind of. I don't know.
Well, that's folks, I'm going to tell you something right now. And Mary's sitting over with a big smile on her face, but she is a tremendous competitor. And coach, one thing that you've got is you've got some real competitors in your system. You know, Mary's blessed with athleticism, but one of the things that, you know, a coach really just can't put into a kid, they can have tremendous God-given athleticism, but the competitive spirit and then the hard work and determination, that's something that they really got to have or they just don't.
Yeah, for sure. And this group of kids I have this year, they have that competitive attitude. They're at practice all the time. They find ways to move their schedule around if something's inconvenient. And, you know, we had a small group out there at 8 o'clock this morning on a Saturday working to prepare for the state meet, because we know we're going to run in the morning and we wanted to get our bodies used to running there. And, you know, that's a sacrifice bright and early on a weekend that you only get from those competitors.
Well, I know what they'd want to be doing, Mary. I don't know about you, Mary. My you know, body alarm clock wakes up early, and I fall back to sleep this morning. And you know, but it's real easy on the Saturday to go back and go to sleep. They do, and they have a lot of things demanding their time, Coach. And that, I mean, really, from a perspective, an outside perspective, people who don't understand that these kids, you know, and I'll ask Mary here in a second, but they're crossing sports here, you know, and so they're not only got their schoolwork. Many of them work, have family, and then have maybe multiple sports that they got to cross.
Yeah, especially it seems like the spring, there's just so much that goes on, and I know from doing this for long enough, it's hard to make every single track practice because things have gone on, and I'm not knocking people who miss practice because I know there's some real important things to do. So the fact that these kids are able to focus and accomplish all the things that they do is amazing, and I appreciate it.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you, and congratulations. Tremendous. It's going to be exciting watching you guys here at the finish. You're breaking some records, and maybe you know the audience doesn't know that, but tell us a little bit about, I mean, because we've seen what Mary did at the Drake Relays, and seen that picture. Oh, my goodness. Her form, you know, it's tremendous.
That's something she's worked really hard at, and, you know, it shows up, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. Both of our high jumpers have really good technique, and people notice that when we go to meets.
But you're doing well in other things as well, Coach, and that's going to put you guys in the final stretch here with some really fast shoes.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to look forward to. We still have, you know, 3 weeks left in our season, but we're down to three meets. We have the conference meet on Thursday, and then districts the following Thursday, and then state the following Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So we're in that home stretch, and it's a pretty exciting time, and we're really starting to hit our peak. We ran incredibly well, probably as well as I've ever had a team perform on Thursday night here at the home meet, and there was just some incredible performances.
And to any of the naysayers out there who didn't think we needed a track.
Yeah, not only is it awesome for practice, but the kids just perform so well there in front of their home fans and in a place where they're comfortable working out every day. And we're definitely blessed to have it.
All right, Mary, before I let you go, I just, you know, I was talking to Coach, and we were talking about, you know, all the different things that you guys have going on as student athletes, and the student always comes first. But then you're not just a student and an athlete, you're a sister and mm-hmm. a daughter, and you got the responsibilities at home. You know, it's a lot to try to piece together.
For sure, yeah. I mean, sometimes I don't get home until like 9:30 because I work with my high jump coach after practice, and then we work for 3 hours, and it goes for a long night, but it's definitely worth it. And then sometimes, like, I have softball practice here soon for spring ball, and they all cluster together. There's a lot of open gyms and everything else. I mean, for volleyball and basketball, and sometimes I can't make it to everything, but I try my best to.
Well, Mary, we're darn proud of you. You know, folks, she is a tremendous athlete. Truly, she's a very blessed athlete, but she's even a better kid.
Oh,
so I think
you.
The world of her and her family is great. And so you're doing great things. And every time you put that Albia up over the front of your shirt, you're representing all of us. And attaway.
Well, thank you, Jason.
Mary Shepherd. Boy, I'll tell you what, folks, just a sophomore. And this a girls track team led by Coach I'll tell you what, they've got a great stretch here. 3 weeks, if you know, you should follow that old bus around and find out where they're at, and pay close attention, because there's going to be some pretty special things done. And we want to have the rest of the girls up as well and visit with them. But today was Drake Relays, and Mary Shepherd got that old spotlight, and folks, so well deserved. And I'm not going to prognosticate too much here, but I have a feeling we'll be back there again someday very soon with Mary Shepherd. All right, we're going to take a quick time out. We're going to come back. Coach Joe Judge, he's over at Maharishi University today. One of the more difficult tennis meets on a Saturday. And we'll talk with him here in a second when we come back. You're listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Have you been thinking about a hot tub for therapy, relaxation, and family fun, or just because you always wanted one? Check out Odyssey Spas in Pella. They carry a full line of Caldera spas and free flow spas. Odyssey Spas also carries a full line of chemicals and filters for your hot tub and swimming pool. Also parts and accessories. Stop in today at Odyssey Spas in Pella and let them help find the right hot tub for you.
so you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance. We shop, you save.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Shop First Saturdays in Albia. The Fiber Art Shop is offering a make-and-take class for kids to make Mother's Day gifts. The class is only $5 per person and will begin every hour between 10 and 4. Enter to win $25 in chamber bucks at select locations and enjoy a movie matinee at the King Theater for a free will donation. Shop First Saturdays in Albia is brought to you by the Night Gallery, Fiber Art Shop, White Oak Gallery, Once Upon a Barn, Cindy's Beauty Hut, O'Hara Hardware, Principal Financial Stacy Detar Advisor, Blackbird Primitives, A Touch of Class, Antiques and More, Albia Brewing Company, and Sentimental Journey.
At Flitterbond Water Park, there's so much for my family to do. We need a checklist. Miles of slides, rivers, and waves? Check. Plus, Flitterbond welcomes picnics and has free parking and tubes. Estimated savings of $100? Check. We also love how we can float the day away and enjoy so much family fun together. Packing our summer with amazing memories? Definitely check. Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn Water Park, Kansas City.
Ride the world's tallest water slide beginning May 22nd. Discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Sheraton Valley Players will be holding their annual variety show, A Little Bit Country, A Little Bit Rock and Roll Scholarship Fundraiser at Carpenter's Hall in Sheraton, Friday, May 1st. Doors open at 5:30. Dinner and silent auction starts at 6, and the show is at 7. Tickets can be purchased at the Sheraton Chamber Main Street for $16 before the show night and $20 at the door. And we're trying to raise two $750 scholarships.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner. Going to jump on the phone lines. We're going to head east over to Fairfield Maharishi University, and that's where you'll find Coach Joe Judge, head coach of the boys' tennis team. Coach, good Saturday morning to you.
Good morning, Jason.
How are you, my friend? And, you guys are in maybe one of the more competitive tournaments at Maharishi. Lots of great tennis played over there.
Absolutely. This is a round robin tournament. There's a lot of playing to be done. Everybody's going to play everybody. And there's four teams here. It's Albia, Maharishi, Fairfield, and Davis County. And so they're going to play. They're going to be playing all day and all afternoon.
Well, Coach, getting reps in right now are real important, and the weather's been really good for you guys, so it's good to be out and getting some attempts at the net. But it's a real crucial time. You guys are heading right into the conference tournament, but this tournament today, Coach, if you can get enough guys that can get free on a Saturday to get over there, it can be a real building moment for you.
Well, I've got my entire varsity squad, so that's good. We get them all there, all here today. This is going to be Carter Isley's last match of the season. He's going to be out the week of conference tournament, which kind of hurts us. But He's going to get in here today, and he's going to win some points for us in this tournament. And then, they're warming up right now. Noah Belt's going to play singles today. Carter Isley's playing singles today. And then I'm putting together some doubles teams to see if that's what I like or don't like as we get into tournament time.
You kind of, and this is, I guess, one of the nice spots for you, Coach, you know, to get everybody there. You can really do some experimenting with
different.
I've still got you, Coach. It's really important now that you've got everybody there from a varsity standpoint. You can. I think we've lost Coach. I'll tell you what we're going to do. You got me now, Coach?
Hello?
I think we lost Coach. I'll tell you what we're doing, Scotty. We're going to take a timeout, folks. We'll come back, and we'll catch up with Coach Joe Judge. Sometimes this old technology gets to us here, and the frequency, I think it might be the plate in my head. I think I have you now. Hey, Coach, can you hear me okay?
I got you. I can hear you now.
All right. Thanks, bud. Just take your right arm, stick it up, face it to the west, and then take your left hand and face it to the right.
I've got a racket in my hand to make sure I get a little extra boost on the signal.
Thanks, buddy. The chance to experiment with the doubles, you know, you're really trying to find the right matchups or the right combinations. And so these can be nice tournaments for you to get that kind of feel.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing today. I don't know that in many years that I've been at this point where I just don't know yet. Every team's got its advantages and disadvantages, and the way that I pair them up, and I'm not 100% sure yet on what I want to do. I usually have a better idea at this time, but it's just the dynamics of the team this year is just keeping me guessing.
Well, Coach, the one part that hasn't been a guess, and that's Noah Belt in terms of the top guy on the single side. How's Noah been the last couple of weeks and his progression towards trying to get a conference title?
Are you there?
Same thing. How's Noah Belt's progression in his pursuit of getting a conference title? And we have lost Coach Judge, but we will not lose you. Folks, stay right here. We're going to take a quick timeout. We're going to come back. We're going to try to finish our conversation with Coach Joe Judge when we come back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Community First Credit Union Coach's Corner.
My reality, I was tired. Tired of impersonal pharmacy service, long lines, and never seeing the same pharmacist behind the counter. I didn't know them, and they didn't know me. But I decided to try Medicap Pharmacy. They made transferring my prescriptions easy. The Medicap pharmacist even reviewed my medications and made suggestions that saved me money. Now that's a healthy dose of reality. For a healthy dose of reality, visit the Oskaloosa Medicap Pharmacy store today.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance, or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local C1st or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Are you in the market to buy or sell real estate? Case Beeler at Mossy Oak Properties is the real estate agent to get the job done. Call me today at 641-932-1234.
We know you want to cruise down the street in style. That's why Community First Credit Union is offering fixed auto loans as low as 1.98% APR. Take advantage of our limited time offer and refinance, or get yourself a stylish new car you've been saving up for with an auto loan rate as low as 1.98% APR. Stop by your local C1st or apply online today at c1stcu.com. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Rate subject to change at any time. Equal opportunity lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
All right, welcome back to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Going to go back east over there, and Coach Joe Judge has traded the tennis racket. Coach Hermson has loaned him his 9-iron, and he's got it facing towards the west. Coach, give us a little breakdown. You know, since last time we had you on here a couple of weeks ago, kind of get everyone updated with your team and how things have went.
Well, I'm pretty pleased with our season so far. We've had, you know, I had a big group of seniors that graduated a year ago, so I brought a lot of new guys in, and so they were untested, and now at the end of the season, we can call them veterans. We've got a 4-4 record. Our losses are to some really good programs like Knoxville, and we lost to Grinnell last night, as you know, perennial powerhouses. So our record I'm very pleased with. We had a third place finish at the Knoxville Invitational, which is pretty impressive. I've got guys like Noah Belt, who's sitting at a record of 6-3, and Carter Isley is at a 5-2. And everybody's got at about a 500, other than that, a record. So I'm just pretty pleased with the way people have played this year. And as we roll into conference and district tournament, due to having great weather all season, we don't have to make any meets up next week. And so I have a full week of practice, which is really good. And we'll get honed in on those things we got to do to make ourselves the most competitive we can be as we hit the conference and state tournament.
Coach, it's rare that you get that week off. I don't know if can you remember the last time that you're able to have a week off right before conference, and you know that can be a real benefit. But if you're coming off of some really good tennis, you don't want to leave the court.
Yeah, I mean, it makes me a little nervous. You know, this week we played Monday, Thursday, Friday, and then today. So we got a lot of tennis this week, and I want them to keep it up at a high intensity. It just means that I've got to keep our practices focused and make sure that we keep a bit of an edge as we compete. I might be telling some of the guys that we've got some good sophomores that are knocking on the door of varsity, so I might keep those guys on their toes and say that the spots are on the line, and they got to compete every day of practice, and that would help keep that competition in there.
And that's just not words. That's a reality. You know, because those younger guys can, by the end of the season, they should be getting better. And, you know, one of the things that's really nice about tennis and, well, for track and for golf is that, you know, in these spring sports, oftentimes, you know, there's no subjectivity on a coach's basis for individual spots because the players get to challenge each other.
Yeah, absolutely. I can just tell them. And it's, you know, it happens a lot where you're 5-6, or been 5-6 all season, and then somebody that's fairly new to the game just improves. And, you know, you like the loyalty, but at the same time, you try to take the best team you got. And so it's the best player I got today at that tournament. And, just this year, Carter's going to miss the tournament, but that opened up a spot. And newcomer Tyler Beard, and if you would have asked me in the beginning when the first interview I did with you this spring that Tyler Beard was going to be playing varsity, I wouldn't have seen it. But the kid is really developing quickly, and he's got a lot of just court intelligence, and the more reps he gets with the racket, the better that guy's going to be.
Well, Coach, coming here to the stretch, you know, when you look at your record and who you guys have played, you guys have really performed well. A 4-4 dual record. is nothing to sneeze at, particularly with the competition that you guys had to go up against.
No, I am very pleased. I was thinking, probably 3-5, and then as preseason, and then as we were going, I thought we'd be the other way, 5-3. Cameron Jordan ran track on Thursday, so he wasn't there against Clark, and I thought that we'd be able to fill in and cover for Cameron, but it came down the stretch, and we lost at that number four position, which just I thought Freshwater was going to be able to pull it off, and Cameron, if he was there, we probably would have been able to make that closer or taken the lead, but sometimes you just blame it on the coach for thinking outside the box and trying something different.
We're talking with the head coach of the boys tennis team, Coach Judge. Coach, you're going to have a lot of new faces taken into conference. I think maybe having the conference tournament the way that it's designed and set up kind of takes the ease off of that, but some of these new guys, it'll be their first experience there at conference.
Yeah, this year's going to be different because Knoxville, first year we're going to have Knoxville, and you know, Knoxville's got a really solid team this year. And so it's just going to be a different dynamic. I think that the camaraderie that we have amongst our conference teams will be fine. And those Knoxville kids are good kids, and I think they'll get in the swing of it. They're very competitive, but I know that a lot of those guys know the guys on the Albia team, and it'll still be an intense match on the court, and then shake hands and share sandwiches afterwards.
Well, I can't wait, Coach. If I can get the chance and get things wrapped up in the office, I'll be heading that way to be a part of it. It's always a great time, and going to be a lot of fun. And they play both the boys and girls together, so if people are looking for some tremendous entertainment, it's a great day of tennis.
It is absolutely one of the great high school sporting events. It's just a diamond in the rough. People don't know about it, and they go, and it's everything that high school sports should be. You've got the best officials in the state. That's the players themselves making the calls. So you can't blame the referee. And you've got sportsmanship on display. When you have to make a call that is based on whether you win the game or the match, and you make that call, that's just, it's a testament to the character of the kid that we have in Albia and in Southern Iowa as a whole in the tennis programs.
How many times over the years, Coach, have we sit there and watched a kid make a call against themselves when maybe it was not nearly as close as but they called it against themselves, and that really, it is a real test of character. But over and over again, you'll see if there's a call that looks like it could go either direction, that the kids usually call it the other way.
Yeah, they do. It's just, you know, if you put all this emphasis on other people making the call, and then they don't have to put the pressure on me. But when you have to make that call yourself, I just think that it brings out the best in people.
Well, Coach, appreciate the great work that is being done in the tennis program, and congratulations, 4-4, Coach. I know the competition you guys play against, and I know the rigors of a season, and you guys haven't had a break. You know, sometimes having that day off is not a bad thing, but you guys have been on go since you threw the dice on the old Monopoly table. So you're about to go around go again, buddy, and make sure you collect this this week off and get ready for conference.
All right, thank you, Jason.
Head coach Joe Judge, head coach of the boys tennis team. Folks, when we talk about the conference tournament, we will talk about that a lot because it truly is one of the unique, and he calls it a diamond in the rough, so do I, because I'll tell you what, rarely do you get the full display of what high school athletics should really look like at the conference tournament in Knoxville. Both the boys and girls teams will be there. He said it, the kids are the officials, so, and they always get it right. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to try to get it right as we wrap things up here from the corner 34-5. We want to hear from you. We have not seen, I'm waiting for pictures, proof that the elusive morel mushroom really exists here in southern Iowa. And better yet, I'd rather have a sample plate right here in the studio. We'll take a quick time out. Come right back. You're listening to the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Shop First Saturdays in Albia. The Fiber Art Shop is offering a make-and-take class for kids to make Mother's Day gifts. The class is only $5 per person and will begin every hour between 10 and 4. Enter to win $25 in chamber bucks at select locations and enjoy a movie matinee at the King Theater for a free will donation. Shop First Saturdays in Albia is brought to you by the Night Gallery, Fiber Art Shop, White Oak Gallery, Once Upon a Barn, Cindy's Beauty Hut, O'Hara Hardware, Principal Financial Stacy Dittar Advisor, Blackbird Primitives, A Touch of Class, Antiques and More, Albia Brewing Company, and Sentimental Journey.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Yes, there's a new music store in Oskaloosa. G-strings, guitars, and more. You're going to find guitars, electric and acoustic, violins, mandolin, ukuleles, plus a large assortment of electric and acoustic strings for all your stringed instruments. They're also your dealer for the famous Alvarez guitars. It's a new music store coming soon. G-Strings, Guitars, and More. 209 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Open Monday through Friday, 3 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. Next to Action Auto.
Have you been thinking about a hot tub for therapy, relaxation, and family fun, or just because you always wanted one? Check out Odyssey Spas in Pella. They carry a full line of Caldera spas and free flow spas. Odyssey Spas also carries a full line of chemicals and filters for your hot tub and swimming pool. Also parts and accessories. Stop in today at Odyssey Spas in Pella and let them help find the right hot tub for you.
So you found just the right home. At Community First Credit Union, we'll help make it possible. We're now offering up to 100% financing. From your first home to your dream home, there's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Applying is easy. Go online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 1-866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
The Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Next Saturday morning, that's where you'll find the Coach's Corner as get ready for that tremendous event. What a great event. Took a year off last year and to get recalibrated, and it's going to be a great event. I've yet to run into anybody that hasn't had their life affected in some way or form by breast cancer, and so it's a tremendous event for a great cause. KISC and Community First Credit Union already have teamed up, and you've been a part of that when we did Stump the Chumps during March Madness. $2,000. Jeff Rose, the CEO and president of Community First Credit Union, already has donated $2,000 because of Stump the Chumps for the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And that's a great tip-off to the race. But we'll be there. And, boy, it's a lot of people show up. And the cause is obviously worth it. But that's pretty exciting to be a part of. But to me, what's the most exciting part of it is to see all of the people wearing the shirts that are survivors, and the survivors coming out, and you know, to me, they're that light, that beacon of hope for those who are going through breast cancer right now, and you know, having family members who have gone through it, you really are never through it, even when you've been so far called cured of it, because you always have that fear and that anxiety of cancer returning. So you know, it is really a beautiful event, and seeing all the runners come down there and the walkers, and that they're there not to compete but to celebrate their victory and to give others hope. And all the money that's raised goes to the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. The most of the dollars, it's a large amount of dollars that actually stay right here in our local communities. And I know that right now, many women have been blessed by the resources that have come into the Monroe County Hospital and the hospitals here in the area. Scotty Fry got a call off the air. Could not post. I have some confirmation, but Butch Strawby from the Fremont and Delta area, he has got a fridge full of mushrooms. And the only thing that would make that verifiable, Butch, is if some of that fridge became a little less full and ended up over here in the KIC studios. But Scotty, you know, all I hear is rumors and phone calls. I've yet to see any pictures on our Facebook page.
Yeah, Jason, nothing yet today. But let's have people go ahead and post them throughout the weekend if they have.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to see. And, you know, there's a little madness to this, Scotty. We don't want to let the listeners in on this, so I'm sure you've got me off the air. But, you know, with this new technology, all the GPS coordinates are actually put into those pictures. So we will find out. Next year when we're doing this, we'll be showing our pictures of the mushrooms they would have gotten. Just a little thought, buddy.
Okay.
Good thing you had that off the air. Hey, I want to thank Mary Shepherd and Coach Justin Long for stopping by. How about that? You were up here in the studio, Scotty. You got to meet Mary, and you can see why you know, she's such a great athlete. We know that. We see the results, but you know, it's fun to get to meet these kids off the air and off of their sporting events and see how awesome they are.
Yeah, it is. And you know, just a sophomore, and you know, she's just one example of all the students that, like we said earlier, that work, that have all these other athletes. And I believe she's even in ag FFA, or does she do some farming as well?
I mean there's
a lot of kids out there that do that too, help on the farm. So
lots going on in their little worlds, and they're a pretty big world. You know, I think we sometimes forget how much is going on in these kids' lives. But pretty exciting, and congratulations to Mary Shepherd, and you know, she talked about it. Hannah Isley right there with her, pushing her, and her and Hannah go back and forth. So maybe the two best high jumpers in class 2A. Are riding the same bus to every event. And I want to thank Coach Justin Long. Going to be fun to watch these kids. We get to the home stretch of these spring sports. We're really going to get down to the wire here, folks. The boys track team, we invited up Coach and the guys, and could not get them on this morning to talk about their Drake Relay experience. But we will be back here next Saturday morning to talk from the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure in Ottumwa. I invite you to come down and join us as we run the Race for the Cure. I'll be there running the race, broadcasting live. But Scotty, you know what I'm going to be doing today? I'm going to be heading down to Ottumwa today for another big event. And that event is watching my daughter, Miss Princess Kinnick, dance at the, I think it's All That Jazz routine that's going on. I've got three events. One last night, two today of dance, and it's going to be a great time. And this is one proud dad watching his daughter dance on the stage. And congratulations to all the young ladies who put a lot of hard work in. Thanks to you for being a part of this Saturday morning and Community First Credit Union for making this broadcast possible. Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business, have a great Saturday.